Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Continuing with the program, person should try and bring in his life so that his life is full of good deeds and is a complete balance. Like how when a person is dieting, or the balance between the proteins, between the carbohydrates, between the different type of vitamins he takes in his body, different type of nutrition that is suggested for him. So like that, the pious, the people of the tasawwuf, the people of the heart, they suggest a different type of diet for us. What should be in our diet, what we should do, what we shouldn't do, what we should bring in, how much we should bring in, all that is important. Sometimes recently one doctor was mentioning that sometimes people take vitamins, but they take so many different vitamins thinking that it's natural, they don't realize it's causing harm to their body also. Keep on taking different vitamins. Why? Because it's not controlled. They're just taking it. So now there's some type of effect that it's having on the kidneys also, they don't realize it. This vitamin, this natural supplement, that supplement. They don't realize that how much effect it's having on them. Whereas they maybe think they're doing something good. So therefore also in deen, when a person is doing something, it must be supervised. If it's unsupervised, something that we are thinking we are doing good. For example, making zikr. But a person makes too much of zikr, now it can affect him. A person is making too little zikr, that also is a problem. So therefore, we have to do it supervised. When it's done supervised, then the full benefit gets done. So this is what is the idea of Hazrat Shaykh Zakariya Rahmatullah Ali prescribing for his Murideen, his Muta'alliqeen, prescribing this so that it's something that is supervised, they are told what to do. And that as we're going on, you'll see that he tells them also that you must give me a report back with how you're doing. So like how when you go to a doctor, you give a report back, then he can see what your progress is. You don't just continue and think that you know what's happening. So the report back also is very, very important. Anyway, we mentioned a few things. I thought today we'll just explain something a little bit more. The first thing we mentioned was a person gives up sins. When he's changing his life, he gives up sins. Next thing we said that he must be very, very careful about the rights of others. And the third thing we mentioned that bringing sunnah in our life, every type of sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is very, very important. And the next thing that we had mentioned was that a person doesn't show any disrespect to the awliyaullah, the pious, those people that have a close relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We shouldn't show any type of disrespect, disregard. Sometimes we may understand what they're doing, sometimes we may not understand, but let us not use our mouth to say anything against them. It's not for us to do that. We should be very, very careful. So one, two incidents that had come to mind. These incidents are mentioned normally by our Kabir to give us an understanding of what is meant. There was one pious person that was walking with a few of his friends. So whilst he was walking on the street, somebody from across the road had used very, very vulgar language against him. Very vulgar, very bad language. So this pious person told one of his satis, he said, go and give that man one shot. So it was very unlike him. Very unlike this pious person to mention something. So this sati of his, this murid of his, he hesitated. He doesn't normally mention that somebody retaliate, go and take, give him a shot for saying some vulgar language. So he waited for a while. In that instant, that person fell down, unconscious, passed away. So he said, isn't I told you that go and hit him? He said, the reason I told you to hit him was I could see that Allah Pak was taking retaliation on my behalf. I didn't want that to happen. That's why I told you to hit him. So that he wouldn't have got such a serious punishment. So I saw that coming. Immediately I told you to go and hit him with the hope that that day will ward away the punishment of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So sometimes the pious, they don't have to say anything. Even their silence also means a lot. So we have to be very careful. My Ustad has Mufisab mentioned one incident. Just by the way, he was mentioning to a few of his students this incident. But it's also an eye-opener. He said that in, I think it was 1979, he went for Hajj. And when he went for Hajj, he took his parents for him, and he took that Abdul Haq Desai Mota from his Pingo Beach, who passed away recently. In his 90s, he passed away. He was like the pillar of the masjid there for years and years. He was the first person to come in the masjid and one of the last people to leave the masjid. And he had like a set place that he would sit there every namaz. And sometimes he would sit from Asr to Isha continuously for years. That was his practice. So anyway, he had taken this, his parents, and he had taken this Abdul Haq Desai Mota with him for Hajj. So he said that naturally when you're taking elder people with you, you're worried that they must be comfortable. Their comfort comes before our comfort. So he said in those days what would happen is in Mina you would, nowadays you got tents there. They had tents also, but they had certain venues, accommodation that you could like hire out. They were like old buildings, etc. People would hire it out at the time of Hajj. So before the days of Hajj, there was a building there. There was a small building. He went and spoke to the owner and told him that, you know, I want to hire out. So he showed him one section that was quite comfortable. It was on the ground floor. one side. It was comfortable. He thought that his parents, as Mufti Sahib thought that his parents and his uncle also will be able to stay in one room there. Very comfortable section in the days of Hajj, in the days when they were there in Mina, they could stay. So all that arrangement was made, the amount was agreed, everything. Now came the day of Mina, so now they proceed, normally you proceed to Mina. So they proceeded to Mina, and when they came to Mina on the 8th of Dhul Hijjah, then this person that had promised them, his friend had come. Another person that had promised them, his friend had come, and he given it that same place to his friend. So now he tried to explain to him, he said that, you know what, that we agreed that I will take this section of this building, and these old people will be staying there, everything. But he was not interested. His friend had come and he had given it to his friend. So he said, now to avoid any type of controversy, he's in Ihram, and to avoid any type of controversy, he said, I just left it. He had given some other section that was a bit uncomfortable for the old people, but they also said, never mind, don't get into any type of argument or dispute, just leave it. He said, I also felt, now I'm in Hajj, so what he did was he went away to the masjid. So he said from approximately Zuhr time till Isha time, he remained in the masjid, reading Salat, Tilawat of Quran, Dua, etc. He just stayed away. And that's also one way of getting out of controversy, is to move out of that scene. Move out of that scene. Don't stay there. If you're going to be there in a place of controversy, you're going to get involved in any type of controversy. So he said he went away. He didn't think much of it now. He just left it. He said, I'm leaving it to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And he carried on with his work, his Quran, Tilawat, Dua, everything. When he came back after Isha Salah, came back to that place where his mother and father was, he said, the first question my mother asked me is, did you curse anybody? So I said, no, I didn't curse anybody. He said, well, that person that was took away this place and given it to his friend, that person is in jail. So he was shocked. He said, what happened? How did he go into jail? He said, what had happened was, he was went on the road and he was driving and he knocked one haji. And there in Saudi, it's very, very serious when you knock one haji. Plus he was speeding, he knocked one haji. He didn't have any license, no documents on him. So the cops took him away and they put him into jail. So he said, when this happened, the first thing I thought is, maybe it's possible that you may have cursed him. He said, no, I didn't curse anybody. I was just doing my own work. But then he explained that sometimes a person doesn't need to do anything. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from his side, he does it. He was not mentioning about his greatness, but he's just saying that therefore these people are, whoever it may have been, from the group of somebody, he may have, the great pious person may have been, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, on their behalf, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala takes. Imagine this person did something like this in the days of Hajj. Same time, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala means he said that this person has landed up in jail. So therefore, we have to be very, very careful that what we do, what we say, when it comes to the awliyaullah, the best thing we can do is remain quiet. There are many, many incidents like this. Inshallah, we'll continue. I thought I'll just mention these two incidents so that we get an idea of why it is so important. One is it stops a person and it can even cause physical harm like we saw in these two examples. But it also causes spiritual harm where a person stops progressing spiritually because of his disrespect that he shows to the pious. May Allah Pak give us tawfiq of making amal. As we know, the odd night starts from tonight. Let us be intelligent and take advantage of it. Remember, the odd night starts from the time of azan, of Maghrib azan. Sometimes we wait till after Taraweeh, and then we say, let us make dua, let us make zikr, let us read Quran, let us read salah. We wait for after Taraweeh. There's no need to wait for after Taraweeh. From the time the azan of Maghrib goes, the odd night has started. So let us engage in ibadah, let us engage in dua, let us not waste any time. If we are not doing anything, at least read Durood Sharif. Durood Sharif. It's not so hard to read Durood Sharif. We can just read as we're driving home, coming back. But let us not waste any time. If we're tired after Taraweeh, no problem. Sleep away and try and wake up a little bit earlier than we normally would wake up. So we give extra importance to these Mubarak nights. Subhanallah bihamdihi, subhanaka Allahumma wa bihamdika. Ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun. Wa salamun ala al-mursaleen. Walhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.